Blog Talk Radio.
And he get around before he walks.
Brand new day. Hey, yo. If you're passionate about what you do like I'm passionate
all
about
the
music,
to be.
This song is for you.
He patted his foot before he walked.
Like I can't breathe. When I wake up in the morning, I can't breathe until I listen.
And buddy bold and tuned up,
be my
you
family.
Can hear him clean across
I affect the
river.
World. Y'all long for the ride.
And he get around before he walks.
Let's go.
Good ideas, but I had better schemes. I thought the hustle way for me was etched in stone until my partner died and his name etched in stone. My daughter's growing up, my son on the way. They closing in on me. It feel like any day. Music saved me, swooped in like the Navy. Put a lifetime of scars all in 16 bars. So I took the vow and made music my life. Yep, I proposed and made music my wife. And if I ever need to cut a nigga, music my knife. And if I need to bring the girl together, music my dice. So if I degraded and I hated, even cried through it, I watch brothers prophesize about dying through it. Music gave me knowledge of self, and I'm a knowledge of self. And gave me knowledge of wealth, and I know.
Hit the roof and they lie to me. I'm using the inspiration guru provided me. I redefined the space, you could call me the new geometry. A picture of you pop up when I Google monotony. Now all the people who Google and spend responsibly think your album is trash and it's not the mood that we got it. So you expecting the conscious and introspective views. Each of lyrical festivals, let me tell you what's best for you. My music gives you a message, true and respect is due. But music is emotion that's lost on the intellectual. A tree to fall in the forest is never heard. Amongst the sparrows and the robbers and even the ghetto birds. You download it for free for what I created say. It costs you nothing but a pay to make it. Trust me. When he reached the crossroads, me and the devil happened. I saw the same thing as Clef and Lauren. When they saw it, Lauren went looking for God, and Clef kept torn. We listen to the same songs, but we hear them different. Serenading death like we got a beer limit. Having a seance on stage, cause the spirit is to stop the devilish ways with clever displays of lyricism. The source are a natural resources, our actual street stories attract the police forces. Slaves to the rhythm, the masses they eat orphans.
And he can ride before he walks.
Well, good evening and welcome to Christian Talk Radio at christiantalkradio.biz. I am your host, Malisha. I'd like to welcome you to my show tonight. This is a Bible study, and we do study the Word of God from Genesis to Revelation, scripture by scripture. Precept by precept, line by line, and here a little and there a little. If this is your first time joining me here at Christian Talk Radio, I would like to welcome you to the show. I also would like to ask you to go to my YouTube channel at Christian Talk Radio at YouTube. Also, I would ask you to go to my Twitter page at Christian Talk Radio at Twitter at Christian Talk Radio at Tumblr at Christian Talk Radio at Facebook. But more than that, I want you to study the Word of God. And the way you study the Word of God is that you have it in front of you on a daily basis. My brothers and my sisters, you cannot, I repeat, you cannot study the Word of God if you don't read your Bible. I say you cannot study the Word of God without reading your Bible. That's why I come to you on a daily basis to help you to study the Word of God. The Bible tells us to study the Word of God to show ourselves approved unto God. I want you to read it not to be ashamed, but to rightly divide the Word of truth. And we know the Word of truth can be wrongly divided, my brothers and my sisters. That's why it's so important that we rightly divide the Word of truth. I'm not so big on who likes the Word or who don't like the Word, who likes the Scriptures or who don't like the Scriptures, my brothers and my sisters. That does not mean anything to me whether you like the Scriptures or whether you don't. Father God did not write His Word based on if you were going to like it or not. I know we are so into social media and especially Facebook telling us that somebody likes this and somebody likes that. You have 1,000 likes, you have 2 likes, you have 1 like. Listen, it doesn't matter to me. It doesn't matter to Father God whether you like it or not. He didn't like the book, the Bible, the Word, based on if you were going to like it or not. See, some of you all base your life on whether someone likes you or not. You base your life on it, whether man likes you or not. Man does not have the key to heaven or hell. I said man does not have the key, my brothers and my sisters, to heaven or hell. He can't put you in either one of them. Okay? Man does not know when he's going to leave the earth. He has no idea when he's going to leave this earth. None of us do. See? None of us do, because if it was up to us, we would live forever. But as I'm going to get into that tonight, it's not up to us. See? It's up to Father God. See? And so I don't play with the Word, my brothers and my sisters. I don't have time to play with the Word of God. I don't have time to sugarcoat because you're going to get offended. The Bible tells me that they were offended when Jesus talked about the truth of the Word. See, we can't base our belief on whether you're going to accept it or not get offended by it. That's not what the Bible is about. The Bible does not play on your emotions. Your pastor might play on your emotions. I said your pastor, your preacher might play on your emotions, but this Bible does not play on your emotions, my brothers and my sisters. See, as long as someone is playing on your emotions and telling you this and telling you that, and you shouting all over the church, and all you got is a good feeling when you come out of there. That's not real church, my brothers and my sisters. Real church brings about a change in you. It doesn't play on your emotions, okay? It doesn't always make you feel good, see? It's not full of feel-good scriptures in the Bible. The Bible's not full of feel-good scriptures. The Bible is full of life-giving scriptures to tell you how you ought to be living. See, based on the Word of God. Not if you want to come in with your emotions. My emotions are tied to if I feel good or not about what you're saying in the Bible. If I like that scripture. Listen, it's not supposed to be about your emotions anyway. See, that's where you all got it wrong, guys. I said, that's where you got it wrong, my brothers and my sisters. It's not about you and your emotions. It's about the truth of the Word of God. Because the Bible says only the truth will set you free. Ain't no lie going to set you free, my brothers and my sisters. I said, ain't no lie and no emotional stuff gonna set you free. Because after you finish snotting and crying and bawling all over the floor and happy-go-lucky because the pastor didn't told you some scriptures that only can make you feel good and ain't told you the truth of the Word of God, then you set yourself up for a big old letdown. That's when you set yourself up for a letdown. But when you can come away feeling like you've had the truth told to you, see, I would rather someone tell me the truth than a lie anytime, see. Because if you lie, my brothers and my sisters, you're going to continue to lie. You're going to have to lie to cover up another lie. You're going to have to lie to cover up another lie, see. Because the devil, the Bible says, the devil is the father of lies. I said the devil, Lucifer, Satan, is the father of lies. He don't know how to do nothing but lie. And he will never tell you the truth of the word, my brothers and my sisters. So if you are looking for the devil to tell you the truth of the word, you're never going to get it. You're waiting on your emotions. I want to be emotionally filled with the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost has nothing to do with you being emotionally filled. You got to take your emotions out of it because the Bible is built on faith. See? And faith is believing what you cannot see. See? And believing it's going to come to pass although you can't see it. So when you put your emotions out there, you're looking for something to see. You're going to feel good, see. I got to feel good. We are, let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. It ain't about you feeling good, my brothers and my sisters. It's not what it's about, you feeling good. We have a nation of wanting to feel good. Just want your emotions. I just got to have them. I just want to feel good. I just want to feel good all the time. If you tell me something that don't make me feel good, then you're mean and you don't care about folks. They don't have nothing to do about you caring or what you mean. If I tell you the truth, I do care about you. Matter of fact, I love you because the Bible says the truth will set you free. See? So if I tell you the truth, that means I love you, my brothers and my sisters. So if I lie to you, then it means that I don't love you much. Because if I lie to you, I'm doing what Satan does. Because Satan is the father of lies. See? That's what he is. He's the father of lies. And so you want somebody to lie to you and not tell you the truth because your emotions are all in it. We got a bunch of folks that sit in that church that emotional believers. Emotional believers. Everybody got. Matter of fact, I heard a lady one time and I couldn't believe it because I was sitting in front of her church. And she said, I go to church to feel good. If I ain't going to feel good, then I should have stayed at home. You know what? It wasn't none of my business because I was overheard them. It really wasn't none of my business because I wanted to turn around and say, baby, you should have stayed at home today. That's what I want to tell you. Baby, you should have stayed at home today because you're up here trying to get your emotions filled. And this ain't what church is all about, to feel your emotions. See, that's where we got it twisted at. And that's why a lot of preachers got it twisted, because you think you're there to fill up somebody's emotions, and you're not. That's not what you're there. You're there to give them the truth of the Word of God. You're there to build their faith, not to lie to them and not to be an emotional preacher where they come to you to get their emotions riled up. See? That's not what you're there for. See, my brothers and my sisters, you're not there for to get your emotions all riled up. I got to have my fix today, so I'm going to church and get my emotions riled up. That ain't why you're there. I hate to be the bearer of good news today for you, because some of y'all don't want the real truth. The real truth is the good news. They didn't crucify Jesus because he was out there lying. They crucified Jesus because he was telling the truth, and they did not want to hear it. The Pharisees and the Sadducees, these are church folk. They didn't want to hear it, see? And that's what we got today. We got a lot of folk sitting up in the church that don't want to hear the truth. They want you to fix their emotions for them. They come to church for a quick fix, a quick high. See, that's why people are not getting it. They're not getting the truth of the word. They're not changing. That's why you don't see any repentance, because repentance is not being taught or not being even saying nothing about repent today in the church. And the Bible is full of scriptures on repentance. And Father God even tells you in Revelations, as many as I love. And some people have the nerve to say, well, Father God, love means so I'm just going on up to heaven. No, you're not. I said, no, you're not, because that's not what the Bible tells you. The Bible tells you that as many as I love in Revelation, I rebuke and I chastise. So hurry up and repent. So you don't repent. You're not sorry for your sins. I said, you're not sorry for your sins. You don't want to repent? And the Bible telling you to repent? Well, don't nobody have nothing to do with that. Just me and God. Let me tell you something. When you're listening to those emotional sermons by your pastor, your emotional preacher, and all he's put out there to do is emotionalize you and give you a quick high. He wants to give you a quick high, just like you're on some kind of drug, a quick high. But let me tell you something. That drug you're looking for, that quick high, is not going to fix what you needed to be fixed, because you're going to come back down from that quick high. See, you need the truth of the word of God to fix you, not an emotional high and a quick fix. Now, y'all don't want the truth, but that's all I got for you over here on Christian Talk Radio. That's all I got for you is the truth. You all don't want that, but that's what it is. I said it is what it is, the truth of the word of God, yes. A lot of people don't want that today. They'd rather hear somebody telling them a lie, an emotional quick fix. A quick high, see. And Father God ain't never told nobody. And never told nobody that this, what he calls his word, is a quick high and a quick fix. He told you that the word of God is here to correct, to rebuke, to teach a man, see. That's what the word of God is here to do. What does 1 Timothy say? The word of God is here to correct. You know, I used to put that out on my Facebook page because I was getting so many people that didn't agree with what I was teaching you. And I was telling you, I'm coming straight from the Bible, because that's all I know how to do, is come straight from scripture to scripture and precept to precept. That's all I know how to do. So I come to tell you what the truth of the word is, and then folks looking at me like, oh, is that true? Oh, she being mean. I don't have nothing to do with being mean. The Bible says, men as I love, I rebuke. So hurry up and repent. The Bible also says about lukewarm Christians. You won't get into heaven if you're lukewarm. You're either going to be on fire for the Lord, or you're going to be cold. Because Father God says in Revelations, if you are lukewarm, I will spit you out of my mouth. That's what he says. And y'all don't want to hear that, but some of y'all preachers don't even preach on Revelation. You never left that out. How can you end Revelation out of the Bible unless they're ending? So you don't want people to know for real what the ending says. So you don't even teach on Revelation. And that's in the New Testament for all of you New Testament believers. That's what you call yourself. I don't believe that there is a New Testament believer. I believe that if you don't believe the whole Bible from Genesis to Revelation, then you're not a believer. There ain't no such thing as a New Testament believer. y'all get that song. It ain't no such thing as a New Testament believer. You're either a believer from Genesis to Revelation, or you don't believe it at all. God didn't write half of a Bible for you to misuse and misguide the first part of the Bible and don't say anything about Old Testament. You just want the New Testament. That's not how he wrote it. And that's not what he wrote it for you to just use half of the Bible and then say that you are a New Testament believer. There's no such thing. Yeah, I said it. There's no such thing as a New Testament believer. You're going to believe that whole Bible from Genesis to Revelation, or you're not a believer. And you're not a believer if you don't believe the whole Bible. What? Father God didn't write just half of the Bible. He wrote from Genesis to Revelation. I'm just going to use it. I'm just going to look at the scriptures. This must be for somebody, because I wasn't even going to tell them this tonight. Somebody that's listening just needs to hear this. Because what I was going to talk about is totally different than what I'm talking about now. So I know Father God is someone listening that needs to hear this. Because he's taking me off of what I was really going to teach about tonight. And he's got me on this. And, you know, this is not what I'm going to teach about tonight for real. So I'm going to have to wait. I might get into it a little bit of my, you know, my teaching, what I was going to teach about tonight. But Father God has got me all the way off of what I was going to teach about tonight. Because I was going to teach totally about something else. And the Holy Spirit has just got me all off of what I was really supposed to be teaching about tonight, and the Holy Spirit wants me to teach on what I'm teaching on because somebody out there done got it twisted. And Father God gonna untwist it. He gonna let you know that what you're saying ain't right. I said he gonna let you know that what you're saying ain't right. My brothers and my sisters, don't get offended about the word of God when you know you ain't right. If you listen, the Bible says it's study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman who needeth not to be ashamed, but to rightly divide the word of truth. If you ain't rightly dividing the word of truth, you ain't rightly dividing the word of truth. And you might fool everybody else, but you ain't fooling God, see. And so he'll send his Holy Spirit in the right place at the right time. Now, I don't know who he's talking to. I'm just telling you that this is not what I was going to teach tonight. So who's ever listening, this is for you. Because this is definitely not what I was going to teach about tonight. If this is not what I was going to teach about tonight, Father God has been teaching on this, and I'm always going to be obedient to the Holy Spirit. Okay. And 1 Timothy says, 1 Timothy 2 and 4, it says, who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth? To come unto the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and one mediator between God and man, and the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time, my brothers and my sisters. And then it says in 1 Timothy and 1 and 4, neither give heed to fables and endless genealogies which minister questions, rather than godly edifying which is in faith. So do. See. Because my brothers and my sisters, people want to talk about the Bible and say, well, you know what? I'm not perfect. None of us are perfect. You know, I just tell you that. I just tell you that none of us are perfect. We didn't come here perfect. We came here as sinners. We were born into sin and shaped in iniquity. See? So, please, if you're saying you're not perfect, stop saying it. Nobody perfect. Even Jesus Christ told Father God, no, even Jesus Christ told a man that came to him and called him good. He said, why do you call me good? There's only one that's good, and that's Father God. Yeah, Jesus Christ said that. So stop it with that, I'm not perfect. That's an excuse for you not to do right. Do right because it is right, my brothers and my sisters. I said do right because it is right. If this Bible study has been a blessing to you, please share it with others. Tweet about it today on your Facebook page, or Twitter, your Pinterest, or your Tumblr, whatever it is that you have available to you. Go ahead and use it. This radio station, Christian Talk Radio, is on the air 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on God's Cast. I have given you my God's Cast address on my Facebook page, Christian Talk Radio at Facebook. So if you want to hear, and I put it out there several times, my God's Cast address for you to hear the radio station 24 hours a day. This is God Talk. And so this is not my radio station. This is God Talk Radio that I'm on. And you can hear me live every night here on Blog Talk, but you can also hear me live, not live, but my recording on my radio station. And I'm continually working on that to get it to where I want it to be. You all have a blessed and wonderful evening. I'll get back with you tomorrow night, same time. Same station with you. Be blessed.
All right, welcome to the label, man. Now check this out, man. Listen, I know you're known for just being honest and transparent and all that good stuff, but listen, we ain't got no time for all that, man. That don't make no money. We need you to tell lies, lies, and more lies, man. It's all about selling out. Don't give the people what they need. Give them what they want, baby. Lie to these folks, man.
Cannon.
I'm on now. I can't even stand me. Look at me, mama. I'm known now. I got me a Grammy. Call Cammy, Kiana, and Tammy and tell them that I made it. Broke my heart in the seventh grade, so this is how I repay them. They say the money can't make you. They probably ain't making money. It made me richer than you, and it made me look at you funny. You don't really want it. You don't want a problem. Problem. Goons be like, whatever you need, dog. Call me. So I be like, do, solve it. Money on his head. I put that boy under the water. I can't even rap like that. But insecurity would have me sounding whack like that. I already made it when I graduated from high school. Ain't validated cause I'm at the top of the iTunes. But I too was once a fool for nice shoes. Fight fool of dudes who do what I like to. But if I'm honest, on the other side of fame is the same stains in the latrine. You still can't buy love and ain't no way to buy off pain. That's why these rich folk blow out their brains. More insecure they are, the more they brag, advertising they pain. I don't want no parts of none of that thing. Oh wait, hold up. It's why I'm supposed to do something lyrical, miracle, metaphor, simile, on a monopoly, on a period. Use a peon, period. I dominate rap. I failed algebra and I ain't paid my property tax. Oh well, I got bars. Family behind bars. No money yet, insecure women and fine cars. People stealing right under my nose and my taxes whack. But no need to worry, my accountant handles that. Right. I mean, what you expect? I do anything to gain your respect. Sell out.
Sell out.
Man, what you doing, man? You know, you started off good. You started telling the truth. We ain't got no time for that, man. This is Lie a Lot Records. We need you to tell more lies. Hello?
Hello?
Hey, where you going, man? Come back here, man.
Church closed too.